And now I'd like to go ahead and welcome our 10-minute speaker, Mike S. from Oceano.
Mike, alcoholic. How are y'all doing? All right. It's my first time doing this, so I'm happy to be here. Thank you for asking me, Brenda. I wasn't being welcomed to many places, and let alone being asked to speak, so this is a big shift in my life. And you're gonna hear it, you know. I was gonna tell you what was on my mind, and no one was asking me to do anything of the sort. My home group is Village Group in Oceano, and I have a sponsor. I have a couple service commitments, and I hit about 6 meetings a week because this program, it saved my life. Here's my drunk log really quick. I don't know when I first drank. My first blackout was when I was 8, and from 8 to 28 when I stopped. My sobriety date is 12 to 12. I showcased all those fine attributes we alcoholics have to offer the world. Along the way, I've racked up some blackouts, uncontrollable vomiting, and you know, some run-ins with the law, and I thought I was having fun, and that's just sick. So, looking back, it's hilarious now because I'm not doing it anymore, but it's pathetic. And if you're new, the more pathetic you are when you come in, the greater chance you'll stay, because I was pretty pathetic when I got here. I couldn't even walk in the rooms. I broke my leg. That was my last drunk. My last drunk was on 12-1-12. And from that day to this day, I read and study 5 pages from the big book. This has the 164 in it. And I left off on a vision for you. And here it talks about probably Bill Wilson. He was, you know, finding out he can't drink, and he was under the illusion that no one knew of his drinking. And on one of the pages, it says that a lot of people knew about his drinking. And, you know, I don't know if he was trying to hide it or not. I wasn't trying to hide it. People knew. And everyone just shook their head. But what this program gave me was a way to give back in life, was a way to grow up. I found God in these rooms. I'll say I met God because God wasn't lost. I was. And it's just been a great almost 6 years. I've gotten married because of this program. I've got to keep my job in that for almost 6.5 years. I have a 2-year-old car, and I have a 16-month-year-old puppy. And, you know, It's been good. I've learned patience from that dog because of this program. I've learned tolerance. I've learned how to accept myself for who I am. And I know that I'm not too fond of my past, but I don't shut the door on it now. I embrace my experience because if it wasn't for the stupid things I've done in my life, if it wasn't for all that, I wouldn't have made it to this point today. God got me here, but I did the footwork. That's the only credit I ever take for anything in sobriety is everything I've earned, everything I have right now, I've earned. And it's been amazing. If you have under 30 days, keep coming back, because it may not get better right away, but it'll stop getting worse. And that's better, because I didn't want to hang out with my old crew because I know what they do, and it's fine. I don't judge drinking anymore. I don't care. But I couldn't go anywhere. I was, you know, stuck between going to a lot of meetings and work in the beginning, but I started hearing stuff, and I started getting out of my head. And a lot of meetings is a really good place to be if you're in your head. And I read the book. When I broke my leg, I was held up watching Law and Order. It was on about 4 different channels. And I had enough. I was like, I can't watch TV because I feel stupider. And and I just, I couldn't do it anymore. I needed a life change. I needed my brain washed. And, you know, call it what you will. My life has changed. My brain has been washed. It's a daily reprieve. We get away from a drink one day at a time. And over time, it's living sober one day at a time. But in order to do that, we have to stay away from a drink. And the best way to do that is go to the meeting every day, pray, meditate, do what you can to give back, and just, you know, have hope. There's a lot of strength in this room. There's a lot of people's stories I've heard, a lot of wreckage that has been cleared up, and we have good standing in society. And that wouldn't be possible on my own accord because I wasn't striving for too much. And now I'm actually trying, and I'm getting good results. But yeah, just like I said, it all wouldn't be possible without studying the book and going to meetings. I don't know if that's been 10 minutes, so I'm gonna stop right there. And I thank you all for listening to my pitch. Thank you.
Let's give Mike another hand.